And those were our holiday bells bringing us into practice today. So taking a few moments to find an agreeable, gentle posture. And bringing intentions for goodwill to ourselves and our experiences. Let's just begin by noticing where we're at, checking in, just like we do at the beginning of a breathing space. So simply bringing into awareness whatever thoughts are showing up, the words, the pictures, the memories. Just let them all arise and pass, be known. Letting ourselves also be aware of whatever emotions or general moods that are showing, perhaps coupled to thought. And then letting there be a wee scan through the body, coming a little more deeply into ourselves, into the present moment. Letting the body be just as it is and knowing it. And then gently experimenting with breathing and seeing if by breathing in nice and fully, we can energize ourselves and also soften and release through the body on the out-breath. Giving the body a good chance to settle. Just softening, releasing down through the out-breath. And letting breathing, wherever it's agreeable, comforting even, letting that breathing be an anchor in the present moment so we can settle a little more deeply. However you like to experience breathing. Full breaths, normal breaths, breath in the whole body, breath at the nostrils, the chest, the belly, whatever's pleasant, grounding, helpful. Giving ourselves a chance to rest. And so at this time of year, there can be a lot of restlessness and anxiety, busy mind, comparing mind. And of course, there can also be the hindrance of sloth and torpor, with it being so exhausting. So just noticing if that's so, and letting the return to breathing be a way to give ourselves a little comfort and ease, rest. Possibly noting other experiences that shift us away. Noting, opening to them, gently releasing them. Let them move through like clouds across the sky or birds across the sky. Snowflakes falling. and making a choice whether you would care to continue primarily with the sense of breathing and body, or if you'd like to engage with some loving kindness practice, whatever feels most nourishing for you and helpful for this moment, for this season. And with loving kindness, we want to continue to keep a good sense of the body and the breathing to stabilize us. Holding in mind now someone who is easy to have the heart open to. Maybe an uncomplicated relationship, one that makes you smile naturally. And you might even engage with a wee bit of a smile, softening around the eyes and the corners of the lips and inside the mouth, a gentle loosening. And holding this being in mind, human, non-human, intimate, perhaps not, maybe just a friend, an acquaintance. And feeling a measure of appreciation for this one in your life. Whether you visualize them or not doesn't matter, just sensing in. And offering phrases of loving kindness. And I'll offer traditional phrases, and you can work with these or ones of your choosing. May this one that makes me smile be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for themselves. Feeling body sitting and being breathed. May this one be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm, safe. May you be healthy, healthy and strong in your body, healthy. May you be happy, peaceful, happy, free in your heart and mind, happy. And may you live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. And so in the silence, practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing, safe, healthy, happy, ease. being kind and gentle with ourselves as the mind wanders. Refresh through body, breathing, the phrases, the smile. And take a few moments to wrap up the phrases for the smiley one. Notice how that is for you. Let's offer the phrases for ourselves now, perhaps alongside or with the one that makes us smile, having a sense of ourselves with them, perhaps as we are now, or perhaps as a young child, if that's helpful. Feeling body sitting and being breathed. May we both be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe. May we both be healthy, healthy and strong in our bodies, healthy. May we both be happy, peaceful, happy and free in our hearts and minds. Happy. And may we both live with ease, joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And so in the silence, practicing for yourself and the one that makes you smile. And at some point, if it feels helpful, just offering the phrases for yourself. Healthy. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. Feeling body and breathing all the while. Remember your soothing touch at any point. It can be so helpful and supportive. And take a few moments longer with yourself possibly with the one that makes you smile. Notice how it all feels in body, mind, and heart. And now we'll open to all beings by letting this community stand for all beings. And of course, many of you are dear to one another, make one another smile, including those not with us today. And some are a little more neutral, perhaps new to you in some way or another, or not fully known. You're definitely all benefactors for one another. So we have that category as well happening here to bring into gratitude. And at times, you're difficult for one another. Such is life. And so let's offer the phrases for this community as the stand-in for all beings. And let's be sure to be including ourselves. You might find it helpful to take a little glance at the screen. See the images of each one, the community as a whole. Taking that in. And going inward again. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we all be safe. Safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe. May we all be healthy. Healthy and strong in our bodies. Healthy. So feeling body, feeling breathing, perhaps soothing touch, smile. Keeping the practice grounded. May we all be happy. Peaceful, happy, free in our hearts and minds, happy. And may we all live with ease, joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And offering the phrases now for the community, including ourselves. And taking a few moments to finish off the phrases. And noticing how they are for you, how they sit with you. Respecting whatever the practice has been for you, whether indifferent and bored, or irritated, sad, happy, full of love, contentment, ease, whatever it may be. It's all practice. It all has merit. And Maya Angelou wrote in her poem, Touched by an Angel, "We, unaccustomed to courage, exiles from delight, live coiled in shells of loneliness, until love leaves its high holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train come ecstasies, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity in the flush of love's light. We dare be brave, and suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be. Yet it is only love which sets us free."